his approach to art making, his thinking about art, was realized and became almost standard practice after the 1950s. This I find fascinating because he died in 1946. His approach, which was that art is a form of research, it's not the art that's the object that is of primary importance, it's the idea. That the hand of the artist does not have to create the object, that an artist can subcontract aspects of the art making, or that art can be an idea. All these approaches, or that the opposition to the hierarchy of media, that all media are potentially means by which to express artistic ideas, including everything from radio broadcasts to writing to light displays, anything. It's not only the traditional media. There's a traditional hierarchy of media. He, by his example, opposed this. So through various examples of his own, within his own practice, plus in his writing, he offered a model of an artist which was unusual at that time, but which became standard with time, and is standard today. So I teach in a school of art, and I see how young artists work. They start with an idea for the most part, and then they find the medium or media to express that idea. And this is something that he was one of the pioneers of. For him, it was never the medium that was number one. It was the idea that was the most important. But new media, experimenting with different media, was inherent to his approach of finding the right medium, on the one hand, of finding the right medium to express an idea, and on the other, to counter our general fear of technology. He felt it was very important that people learn to master all the technologies, new technologies, lest these technologies take control of us. So this was a very important aspect of his pedagogy and his thinking. And there is another model that I try and follow, tackling new technologies, because I figure, you know, like he said, if you don't become master of the new technologies, it'll come to master us. It'll come to control us. They will come to control us.